KB8 only. Yeah, I can't complain. I mean, I still do, but I probably shouldn't. Anyways. She wants me to tell you I fell out of mine. We were, we beached them right up on the shore. And I was trying to, I mean, I was so exhausted, my shoulders hurt. And I was trying to crawl up out of that thing. And I'm all top end, you know. So I tried to get up on the back of the seat. I got up on there and just fell right over into the... I wasn't going to go swimming, but I was all covered sand and everything else. So I got out, got in the water a little bit and rinsed off. But well, I fell out of there like a beach whale.
Oh, man, that's funny. When I was a kid, we spent a lot of time down at the beach, and mostly up in Benzie County on Crystal Lake or over on Alberta Beach, Lake Michigan and stuff, you know. And I must have been a peculiar child because I never liked the feeling of sand on my legs and stuff. Like when you're trying to dry off and you got to have your clothes or pants on and you're done, man, that sand down in your sock and all that, I abhorred that feeling. So you have to go in the water and try to get all the sand and everything off you and then somehow get your shoes or something on and not manage to get some sand back in there, you know.
So you've seen the pictures of them commercial belt cans, the stainless cans I got, right?
Oh, yeah, and you sent me that thing this afternoon or this morning. I briefly looked at it, and I figured I'd check it out further. Because I like to have stuff like that. I've got some camping gear. Our tent blew away, just destroyed. But I had some other tents out there. But they're real, the short little dome tents with two or three of them zipped together with tunnels and stuff. And that's fine for children. But I don't, you know, if I'm going to backpack and have like a little ultralight thing where you got to crawl around, that's fine. But if I'm going to camp in comfort and have a radio with me and all that stuff, well, I want something I can at least almost stand upright in at the very least, right?
So anyways, the milk containers, good on there, you carry two of them. You don't even want to fill them all the way up because they're heavy. They got to be 10 gallons, 7 to 10 gallons. I thought they were 5, but I think they're a lot bigger than that. So we set the one on the fire, and we'll put eggs in before we even start warming up. Put some eggs in there. Now we got these UHT chili, bags of chili we're going to put in there when we do the eggs. And so what the cool part is, you know, that water cooled down a little bit. You got to keep it washed up for dishes. And then I keep one there for cleaning up, soaking my feet in and stuff, or just washing my feet off in general. But I wash my feet in there because I can't stand having dirty feet. And I don't care if I'm camping. I'll walk up from the beach barefooted or in sandals, but I want to wash my feet, dry them, and put them in a pair of socks, period. Just the way it is. I don't like having funky feet getting into bed like that. I'm really doing much else with funky feet. I like to wash them off warm to hot water.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me when I was a kid, like I was saying, up there up on the beaches. And we had this big old farmhouse in the upstairs, man. It must have been 100-plus degrees in there in summer evenings. In August and July and stuff. Anyway, who knows when those bed sheets were changed last, and all the cousins, I mean, some of my cousins, there's 8 kids in one family and stuff. Well, you get in that bed and you feel that sand in the sheets and stuff, you're like, oh my God, you're sweating and that sand's sticking to you. It's funny because I was mentioning and talking to my mom, reminiscing about when we were kids and camping up there with all the aunts and uncles and stuff. And you're like me, man. I want my feet clean and preferably socks on, right?